My name is Jack Grouse, sitting down with Kyle Wallace of 101.7 The Truth. Kyle, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jack.
Good. Now, we have this very interesting ruling from the Supreme Court, and you have a history working in admissions, is that correct?
I worked in higher education, and I worked at the admissions department for the University of Wisconsin-Parkside, and then also at Marquette University as well.
So in that time, how did you see diversity and an aimed goal of including diversity in college admissions? What kind of role did you see that play in that in those jobs that you had?
So what we did is we did a holistic admissions process where we looked at everything. We looked at the students' academics. So we looked at the grades. We looked at the test scores that they had as well. We looked at the involvement that they had. We looked at the essay that they wrote. We looked at the letters of recommendation they may have had. So we really looked at the student as a whole. When it came to race, we obviously saw race as part of the application process, but we really looked at that student as a whole. And the one thing when it comes to diversity, understanding somebody from different communities and background, for working at Parkside, Parkside is located in Kenosha and Racine. So having people that come from La Crosse, having people that come from Madison, having people that come from someplace in Illinois, having people come from Milwaukee, having people that come from Green Bay, having people that come from multiple places, that diversifies your campus, whether you're white, you're black, you're Asian, you're Hispanic, or whatever it is. It's important to have that type of cultural experience on campus because that's exactly what the world looks like. And you want your campus to truly reflect not only the community, but the world that these students are going to work in once they graduate from your institution.
What do you see as the eventual effects of this ruling for the colleges, not only here in Wisconsin and Milwaukee, but around the country? What do you see as the effects of a lesser emphasis on diversity in colleges?
Well, what I see is what you'll find is from this is that, again, this is hard for, I think, for anybody to police and manage. And at the end of the day, when your students apply to a school, unless they're going to take away students putting their background and their ethnicity down, you can't stop people from seeing people's races. And so you can take it out the admissions process, but you can't stop them from actually seeing it. So if you take it out the process of students having to mark down what their race is, then that may be a step in a certain direction. But I think what we'll find is we'll find people starting to sue institutions claiming that they're still using race-based admissions processes where they probably can't prove it. So what I see is this is going to become a political football probably within the next 5 years where people are saying that, well, they're still doing this, they're still doing that, and they may not be able to prove it. So I just see it being more divisive based off of this coming in the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm. I know we're crunched on time. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just thanks for having me. And I think it's really important that, people fight for justice and advocacy and understand that higher institutions of learning are important institutions for us to have, for us to be able to grow as a country. Education is important, whether it's a 2-year or 4-year school. It's very important that people have education. I think we should always put that first and remember that.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me today, Jack.